During his trial, Chai Vang claimed he shot the six hunters and wounded two others in self-defense after they taunted him with racial slurs for trespassing on their land. Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager said a life-means-life sentence was justified for Vang because he'd essentially executed the hunters simply because he felt they had disrespected him.
He consciously and deliberately chose to kill those persons, unfortunate enough this time to cross his path when his anger exploded. Intentionally shedding the blood of six unarmed individuals highlights the need to impose maximum punishment allowed.
But Vang's wife, Deo Kang, said her husband was not the kind of man to go out in the woods and kill people. She said many of her family members had been harassed by white hunters during hunting seasons in the past, and she insisted her husband was just defending himself.
I'm sorry that the victim's family felt that Chai was out there intentionally to kill just them. But I hope that everybody who has any common sense at all look at this incident, turn it around. It could have been Chai, who is the one that's gone.
Family members of the victims read emotional statements about the killings before Vang was sentenced. Bruce Crotto lost his brother Robert and his nephew Joe when Vang opened fire on them. Both were unarmed. Crotto told Vang it was not only him who was getting a life sentence.
I think you're a coward. You have sentenced us to a lifetime of horrifying memories of November 21st, 2004.
Heather Drew Kretz lost her father Denny Drew in the shooting. She said a life without parole sentence for Vang will never bring him back.
The very least pain he should endure will be to live his life out in prison, where he will have limited visitor access. My dad, who lived such a vibrant life, was taken in such a horrifying way, I cannot imagine or bear to think that the person who did this to him would ever live outside of prison walls again.
Vang himself told the judge he hopes both the Hmong and white communities will learn from the tragedy. But while he said he understands the pain of the victims' families, he did not offer any apology for the killings. He told his lawyers he plans to appeal the sentence. Meanwhile, the Sawyer County Sheriff's Department is taking extra security steps to prepare for this year's hunting season. They've created a command post to respond to trespassing disputes and are urging all hunters to strive for a safe hunt. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.